Welcome to the supervisors meeting, March 27th, 2018. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Okay, meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson.
Just working on, of course, the candidate's filing date is, the deadline is Wednesday, 5:00. Courthouse will be open until 5:00 for anybody bringing papers in, and just getting, I think Cheryl's getting all the budgets in and from all the cities and everywhere else, and working on those, so.
Janelle, how's the treasurer's office doing?
Good morning, busy. One last reminder this week of the property taxes being due at the end of this month. They will have until Monday, April 2nd to pay without penalty, but Tuesday, the 1.5% will kick in.
Thank you. Rodney, how's the maintenance doing?
Doing pretty good, staying pretty busy. Working on the old drop-in center, that's gonna be the new, or possible new peer support recovery center, doing some cleanup out there, waxing the floors and some carpet, a few different things, getting ready for the new program out there. Other than that, I have nothing else to report this time, thank you.
Zach, how's Southeast Iowa Regional Planning?
Oh, things are going pretty good. Still got a lot of subdivisions either in process, or we got a few new ones that just came in. Of course, Jared took some vacation yesterday, and then the phones kept ringing, so. Had a pretty busy day yesterday, but got a couple building permits in process too, so. Or zoning permits, I should say, for a couple houses, but just keeping up with everything and have an agenda item today for a minor subdivision.
Getting easier, Zach?
It is. I feel like I'm starting to understand things a little bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brian, how's the secondary road?
Soft, wet, potholes. It's kind of a mess after this weekend. So we did have guys out Sunday, just so you know, not motor graders, obviously, but we did have trucks out Sunday that late evening or late afternoon snow went ahead and froze right where it sat down. We just had, especially up north, it was an icy mess. Further south you came, the less there was, and once you got down around Burlington or south of Burlington, it was really just more wet. So that's kind of where we were at on that line. I'm pretty happy, I think everybody's happy we didn't get 8 to 12 inches of wet snow like they did further north. But we did have to run trucks, so that's, I have to say that's a rarity for, what was that, March 26th or whatever that date was. We finished our contract rock haul right before all that weather, so that was good to be done with. I'm on for a work session after the board meeting, if it works for all three of you, to do a tour for the construction program. So I wanted to mention that, if for some reason it doesn't work, we'll look at a different day. We did take bids, or I say we, the DOT, we bid a project through the DOT, I think it was last week. I don't have a full bid tab for you at this point. It takes a while for that paperwork to get to us, so. But we did have good bids. We had two bidders, and our engineer's estimate was roughly $3.9 million, and the low bid came in right around $3.6 million. So all in all, that's good. And we had two bids, and they were semi-competitive. The second bid came in right around our engineer's estimate. Pleased about that. I did attend a meeting last week, regional planning. We're in discussions with Zach and Mike and that group about making some changes to the process involving the federal funds that are gonna be swapped, as you guys know. Trying to, the counties, not the cities, but the counties would like to see some changes there. So we attended that, and I credit to Mike and Zach, they're working on coming up with some changes. And we're gonna sit down, have a meeting, and try to come to something that works for everybody, so.
Good.
So anyway, if you get any calls or anything at all, don't hesitate to either have them call our office, or we've had a number of calls yesterday, and right now it's just wet. I mean, it's gonna take some drying out to be able to do a whole lot, but don't hesitate to have them call us or just pass it on and we'll let superintendent know.
Okay, thank you. Chris, how's the conservation?
Oh, well, I thought my calendar told me spring was here, but apparently I'm wrong on that. It's still winter. The parks are, Big Hollow's open anyway. We have not turned on the shower house. The weather has not allowed us to finish the concrete around the sidewalks around the outside, and with forecast saying it's supposed to get down into the mid to upper 20s still, I'm hesitant to go turn anything on that may freeze on us. So we're still kind of dragging our feet on that. So warmer days are ahead of us sometime soon. We had a pre-construction meeting for the middle section of the trail through Stars Cave last week. That contractor plans on starting middle of June, starting that process. Their late start date, or late completion date, their completion date is September 28th. So I'll work through the summer so that, assuming they don't come in before June, that frees us up to still have our field trips out there, which our naturalists are scheduling right now, but we're gonna be looking at doing something with summer camps, maybe moving them to a different site or something like that, but we're still working on that on the backside. So next week I have a board meeting. I'm gonna chat with them and see if we can come up with them a date or two to schedule a field tour, maybe mid-late April, get you guys together with my board and go around and look at some of our parks and some of the projects we've been working on, do that spring field tour that we always do.
Thank you. Amy, County Attorney's Office.
Good morning. I just want to give credit also to Zach and Jared. I know they have a lot on their plate. I've been working with them a little bit with some issues that have come up. They have a lot of cases that they're working on, so they're doing a great job. Other than that, I just have an agenda item.
Okay, thank you. Colin, how's the IT department doing?
Pretty good. Trying to catch up on support tickets for some of the offices. Like I had mentioned earlier to you guys, we had a lot of kind of like mid-range projects that Gina was working on with some of the departments. Picked those up, need to talk with department heads and see kind of where we're setting up with that. Need to have a meeting sometime soon with our tech committee about the mobile app that we're gonna be implementing for the website. So we'll have to get with them and get some information back on what they wanna see on that. But other than that, just trying to knock out support tickets, so.
Okay, thank you. Jeff, how's the Sheriff's Department?
Good morning. Busier than we want to be, but business has been steady. Nothing real new or changed.
That's it. Huh?
That's it. That's all I'm reporting.
Okay. Ken, CDS, how's mental health? And
going well. I'd like to thank Rodney and his guys. Like he mentioned, we're getting ready to start a recovery center service during this last quarter of the fiscal year. We put out bids. We got four good bids. We put out an RFP. We got four good bids from the RFP. Regional Planning has been scoring those for us, and we've got a high score, but we're not quite ready to announce it because they're going to go back and offer it to the high score bidder, and then we've got a few changes that we need to ask them to make, and so working on that project. And then we did have SEAL meetings, our region meetings last week, and we talked about the new core services that are being added to the region services, and that's House File 2456. And last I heard, it was going to the governor for signature. I haven't heard in the last few days if the governor signed off on that yet. But it calls for at least six access centers, 22 assertive community treatment teams, those ACT teams, and 120 intensive residential service homes throughout the state of Iowa. So we're waiting for that legislation to get signed by the governor, and then we were talking about those different services and what does that mean, and we're still trying to figure all that out in comparison to what our existing services are, and are there some things that could be done together with our existing services, or what services would need to be new services, and could some things be done with other regions too, working together, and how will it all be financed? So lots of work to do. So
Thanks, Ken.
Yep.
Doug, how's the jail?
Doing good. We're also very, very busy out there. Headcount's staying right at 80 this morning, so everything's doing pretty good there. It's manageable at least. Still high, but manageable. Just staying busy with a plethora of budget amendments.
Okay, thank you. Did I miss anybody? Correspondence? Seeing all the correspondence here, does anyone of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
No, I do not.
Public input session number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name and address. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on to discussion and vote. Okay, public hearing for three general obligation loan agreements.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. The first one is for general obligation loan agreement. On the proposal to enter into a certain loan agreement in the amount not to exceed $350,000 related to paying the costs and making repairs and improvements to the county buildings and acquiring equipment for county buildings. Anybody have anything to say on that?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Okay.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Here, we need to have a vote on this, too, right?
No, because you already...
We already voted on it, didn't we?
If you need to go through each of the resolutions, or each of the public hearings.
Okay, we need a motion for a public hearing.
Motion to open a public hearing.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. This public hearing is on the proposal to enter into a certain loan agreement in the amount not to exceed $175,000 related to paying the cost of acquiring a vehicle and equipment for the Conservation Department, County Sheriff, and Jail. Do I hear any public comments on this?
Motion to close.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. I have another public hearing.
Motion to open.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. This is on a proposal to enter into a certain loan agreement in the amount not to exceed $175,000 related to paying the cost of acquiring a car video system for the county sheriff. Do I have any public comments on this?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Payroll claim reimbursements in the amount of $900.87.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We had a resolution, the final plat for the Brownfeller subdivision. That would be you, Zach?
That would be me.
This is a subdivision up in Yellow Springs Township, just on the east city limits of Minneapolis. It's a family trust that's subdividing the house, keeping the farm ground, basically. Gonna sell to a gentleman who lives there in Minneapolis to fix up the property. It's about a 3.19 acre property. Again, it's just carving out the house from the farm ground. It's going out to department head for review. Got all the sign-off sheets back. The only comment we really had was from the health department about the septic system, but we got that, all that figured out and taken care of. They got the permits that they needed and set up to take care of that system. So no fence waiver requirement because all the surrounding property is the same property owner. So now honing my fence skills, Tom, on this one. But based on that, again, we got all the sign-offs from the county department, so I'd move to approve the resolution.
Move to approve the resolution.
Second.
Jared?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Zach, can we sign these afterwards for you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Fireworks permit for Sperry Fireworks Company. This is for, been signed off by the city, or the fire chief in that area, in that jurisdiction. And we've got a copy of the check here. And it is for Myers, from Joni Myers and Myers Tree Farm.
Motion to approve.
Second. Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. And they do put on a good display for anybody who's ever been up there. Firework permit for J&M Display Corporation for Spring Hollow Golf Course. And David Atkins. Accepted insurance.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, we have a Years of Service Award. Of service, we hereby express our sincere appreciation to Janelle Nally Lundquist for dedicated service for the Des Moines County government. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Started when you were 5 years old.
You're exactly right.
Okay, appoint an interim IT director. We had a work session earlier, and we with the IT department, and now we're ready to appoint Colin Gerst as the IT director in charge until we get all of the apps in and everything.
So we're taking his salary from $55,595 up to what the IT director was making, $66,286.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you, Colin.
It's a pleasure working with you.
Everybody take note, that's the guy to throw at.
Okay, we have more personnel actions in here. Is Patricia Lenzendorf?
Lenzendorf,
okay. Last day, this is for resignation. Last day of work will be 4/14/18. So.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Did you want to read her letter of resignation in the record?
You want for the record? Okay.
Yeah, I think she probably would have put that.
Okay. Dear Amy, it is with heavy heart that I write this letter of resignation. I have been offered and accepted a position with Scott County Attorney's Office. My start date is April 16, 2018. The decision to take the job was not an easy one. As you know, I am not from the Burlington area and would like to be close to my family. I will forever be grateful that you took a chance on me. I was just a newbie out of law school who wanted nothing more than to be an assistant county attorney. After several letdowns and thoughts that I would never get to pursue my dream, you hired me. I have learned so much while in this office. You have pushed me into areas of law that I never imagined doing, but have grown to love. I'm going to miss you and everyone else in the office so much. In the just over 3.5 years that I have been there, you all were there for me while I bought the house, got married, and had a baby. Thank you so much for all that you have done for me.
That's nice resignation.
We appreciate everything
she's
done.
She appreciates you very much, Amy.
Yes, and we appreciate her. So she's moving closer to family, and I completely understand that. So we'll miss her.
Yep. The second one is for local health. It's for bookkeeper. Her name is Karen Kemp, and she's a new hire. Doesn't say when she's going to work, but 4/2 of April 2nd of 18, and full time position at $32,678.79 a year.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have reports on file from the Treasurer's semi-annual report, December 2017. These will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing. It's your anytime you'd like to. We have the minutes for March 20th, 2000. 18.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokers?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
Just want to note that you guys will be having a special meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. to approve a DESCOM claim, so. And it has been posted on our website, and everybody should have gotten their little news flash, so.
Thank you. Ready to report?
I didn't have a committee meeting, but I did get an email from the Mental Health and Disability Services Commission, Ken. We'll start creating administrative rules for those six new core services at the end of April. So apparently that's gonna go ahead. If there's any way you want those to look, or you think it'd be helpful, let me know.
Okay. I'll spread the word too in the region for the other CVSs to give input.
I've talked to Ryan about it, so.
Yeah, okay, good.
At landfill on a regional planning meeting, and you heard Brian and Zach discuss the changes. That's about it.
I had a Iowa workforce meeting. As a matter of fact, that was last evening. And the state's planning on trying to get another map for the state of Iowa, where they're putting regions. It just seems to be like everything's going to be in a region now.
Yeah.
And so we really don't know what's going to happen, but Bob Ryan's concerned. He's concerned that it's going to hurt this area, especially down in Keokuk, Fort Madison area. It looks like we might be able to keep some of it in the Burlington area. We don't know yet, but there's one of them that's got they've got different maps out. One of them's got divided the state into two parts, and then the others, we got eight of them. One, four, and six. That's kind of a thing that you maps or look at how they're doing it. So Bob's a little concerned, you know, with for dislocated workers and adult and the juvenile. And we're trying to make the state's been wanting a one-stop shop all the time, but it just seems like funding, they're taking the funding away from us. So it's going to be a big concern. I attended a community action meeting, and community action is doing real good under our new administration, but they're going to be advertising for an assistant director. So that's about all that happened there. And I also attended Early Childhood and the NEST. The NEST give a good presentation on what they do. I've got these brochures for you to look at down at the NEST with the 3 to 5 year old kids and the parents, help them get these kids acclimated so they can be model citizens. And we need some of that. And the reason I said that, because my next meeting, I went to Southeast Iowa Detention Center and talk about model citizens. Some of our, if we keep on going to rate we're going now, compared to what last year for our days at this juvenile home down in Montrose, we're looking at having over 1,058 days down at the juvenile home at $160 a day, which is $169,280 this year just for putting juveniles in the detention center. That comes right out of your budget, right out of taxpayers' money. Now you're smiling on that, you're gonna lose money on this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It is a concern that these people that's in this early childhood and these community actions, they work with these people. So, and it's not only the people they work with, it's people that don't attend these things. Our juvenile is getting out of hand, and these juveniles are gonna grow up. And then Jeff and Doug's gonna have them. So we need to start someplace. It's amazing how much money we spend in a year's time just at the home. That's $168,000. That's not counting transportation back and forth or anything. I could sit here and talk about this for an hour. It's not going to do any good. That's what I had.
You saw your picture in the paper on going down to Millard's?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. My picture's in the paper?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That was at a discount for the paper that day.
Okay. Yeah, that was interesting. It's how they do that, clean that water up. And they took a quart of yogurt and they had it mixed in with, I don't know, a couple gallons of water. And they started this machine up and it starts blowing these little bitty bubbles in there. It makes these little bubbles, and pretty soon, sit there in about 20 minutes time, this yogurt was up on top of that water. And all they had to do is skim that off, and you can peel it, and it's kind of slimy. And it really would have been edible, you know. And they said this is some of your plants that cheese and stuff like that, you know, and your dairy products and that. That's the biggest thing. That when they're putting this stuff down the drain, it gets that slimy stuff and take care of. Then they put some manure in it.
You should be looking at Bob.
Then they put some manure in it, Bob. and then it does the same thing, and no smell. It actually takes smell out of it. So I don't understand the whole process, but it was interesting.
It was that water that they separated then, was that clean enough to go to the creek?
Oh, yes.
It was pure.
It was.
So for like landfill, what I was thinking, if we went down into their leachate, they could put the solids back in the landfill and put the water in the creek, because a big part of their budget is hauling that waste to, well, they've been hauling it to Burlington.
Yeah.
I think they're going to start going to West Burlington.
That would be something that maybe they ought to talk about, because one gentleman that, I can't remember what his name was, he said they could have cleaned Lake Geode out.
I saw that.
And could have cleaned Lake Geode out and not had to...
It'd been an expensive process, because they had to take, they're taking sediment out of the bottom of that, about a truckload.
Yeah.
Big truckload. I assume it's run by electricity.
Yeah.
So I would expect it to be not cost effective on geode. Because geode expects to have, when they clean out that water, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, they expect that to start cleaning itself, as I understand it.
They're catching it before it gets to the main lake body.
And then they're building things in the bottom of the lake to whatever, supposedly. But I think the landfill, and possibly the water system treatment plant,
they've got different sizes of it. This is just a small size they had.
Yeah.
But some of them go up, I forget how many, 160,000 or 100,000 gallons in a minute or whatever. I don't know what it is, but
I didn't have a brochure on it.
It's interesting.
Yes, it was very interesting. But it amazed me that, you know, yogurt is slimy. I won't even eat the stuff. And you can feel that. You can dip that right out of there and you can just, you can feel it. Okay, moving on. Public input session number two. Did I hit that yet? Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please write, state your name and address. If not, we shall move for adjournment.
Aye.
Aye. And we do have a work session following the meeting with the county engineer on a project tour for the 5-year construction project.
That's right, well, I thought I was wrong.